Good evening. I'm Karen Ashby, your moderator for tonight's telephone town hall. I welcome you to this live event tonight and would like to thank everyone for joining us this evening. Senator Art Haywood of the 4th Senate District will take your calls as he discusses affordable health care. The senator will be joined by the Executive Director of PENI. As a reminder, if you have a question or would like to join the conversation, please press star 3 on your keypad at any time during this call to participate. So without any further delay, let me welcome State Senator Art Haywood.
Thank you, Karen, and thank you, Karen, for joining us time after time to support my office. Good evening, everyone. This is State Senator Art Haywood. Welcome to this telephone town hall on affordable health care. Thank you to all my friends and neighbors within the 4th Senate District. I'd like to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to participate on this call. Whether you ask for questions or just prefer to listen to the conversation, I appreciate your engagement. Now, if you'd like to ask a question at any time during tonight's discussion, please press star 3 on your phone. Star 3. Now, as Taryn said, this evening we will be discussing affordable health care, which is critical in these times that folks have health care to cover their needs. To help in this discussion, I'd like to welcome the Executive Director of PENI, Devin Charlie. And PENI has been our own local provider marketplace. I'm so glad we decided to have a Pennsylvania-based marketplace. Devin, go ahead. Please let people know what's happening at PENI and any high points on how to get affordable health care in these times.
Well, thank you so much, Senator Haywood, for having me here. And it's a very timely topic as we are in open enrollment right now. So I wanted to share a few things about PENI and then really look forward to taking any questions and really talking through any other areas that people are interested in. So I just wanted to do a quick overview of PENI, kind of the who, what, when, and how. So who is PENI and who can enroll? PENI is Pennsylvania's official health insurance marketplace. We really are here for people who don't get health coverage from any other source. So if you don't get coverage through your job, you don't qualify for Medicaid or Medicare, PENI is a great place to start. We last year had about 500,000 Pennsylvanians get coverage through PENI, and that includes small business owners, gig workers, early retirees, childcare workers, and many others who, again, don't have coverage from any other source. So that's the who PENI is and who PENI is for. Next, I wanted to cover what is PENI and what you get through PENI. The two main benefits of what you get through PENI are high-quality plans and lower costs. We have lots of health plan choices available from many major insurance companies. These plans have a lot of different features, different doctors and things they cover, but they have some important things in common. All of the health plans that you can buy through PENI have the maximum consumer protection. This means they have and help pay for a wide range of medical services, like hospitalization or prescription drugs, maternity care, mental health services, and much more. All health plans also must cover care for pre-existing conditions. They must provide important financial protections, which are really important during medical emergencies to make sure and protect against going into medical debt. And health plans offer free preventive services such as checkups and screenings. So all the health plans offered through PENI, again, from a wide range of medical insurance companies, the ones that you see billboards from, and I'm sure many of you are familiar with in your area, all the health plans through PENI have those important consumer protections. Now, when you have a comprehensive health plan that really covers all the care you might need, it does mean the cost is higher. And PENI helps with the cost side as well. We are the only place to get financial savings. These are in the form of a federal premium tax credit. It's not a tax credit you get at tax time. It's a tax credit you get right away on the spot that instantly lowers the cost of health insurance. And it means that what you pay for health insurance is based on your income and your household size. So instead of paying $600 a month or $500 a month, people do, when they get coverage through Penny, can pay $10 a month or $100 a month for the exact same plan. And again, what you pay is based on your income. On average, Pennsylvanians save $6,000 a year on cost for coverage. So again, the what for Penny is high quality plans with tax credits that lower the cost. Another part of what for Penny is what's new this year. So I just want to briefly touch on some major changes that we have experienced with health coverage. And then I'll talk about the when, the important part around why this is an important time of year for coverage. Before I get to that, though, it's what's new. So over the past year, there has been a lot of changes. And because of federal changes, there is not as much tax credit available for 2026 coverage as there has been in the last 5 years. So despite what we hear every day from Pennsylvanians about needing more affordable coverage, federal policy changes mean costs are going up, and a large portion of the premium tax credit expired 6 days ago on December 31st. Without the full federal premium tax credit, costs for coverage are higher in 2026. So if you're one of the 500,000 Pennsylvanians who had coverage through Penny last year, you'll really want to make sure you're looking at those costs because costs have gone up. If Congress does vote to extend the tax credits, which have already expired, Penny is prepared to deliver them as quickly as possible, but at this time they have not been extended. It's also important to know that not all tax credits are expiring. A large portion are, but there are still tax credits available, and 3 out of 4 enrollees can still receive some tax credits to lower the cost of health insurance. And that really brings us to the now and the when. Now is the time to look at all of your health coverage options because it's open enrollment. So again, the what of Penny is high quality coverage at lower cost, but there are changes, so that's an important piece to know. And now currently we are in open enrollment. This is the one time of year that if you don't have coverage, you can enroll. And if you have coverage through Penny, the one time of year that you can change your plan. If you don't act now to enroll and you miss this important window, you will be locked out of coverage until next year. There are some exceptions to that. If you lose other coverage or if you have a major life event like having a baby or getting married, there are some situations where you can enroll throughout the rest of the year. But in general, this is the only time. So if you don't have coverage now, it's really important. This is the last chance here in January to enroll for all of 2026. And if you do sign up this month, your coverage will start February 1st. So if you, your family, or someone you know needs health coverage, again, now is the time to ask, and really the only time to ask this year in order to be covered. And finally, the how to get coverage. So the great news is that you can do everything online at penny.com. That's P-E-N-N-I-E.com. So if you don't have coverage now, if you're uninsured, go to penny.com and check it out for yourself. You might be hearing a lot in the news about costs going up, and that is, as I mentioned, the case for this year, but costs are really different for each person, and it depends on where you live. So you might be able to find something that works for you and provides that financial protection, access to medical care, and that peace of mind for 2026. The great news is it only takes a few minutes to get a preview of your financial savings. We have a savings calculator at Penny where you put in a couple pieces of information, and it will tell you whether you qualify for premium tax credits and what the plan options are in your area. If you're one of the 500,000 Penny enrollees, this is also a really important time for you. Given the cost increases, it's really important this year more than ever to look at the health plan that you have and to make sure it still works for you in 2026. There are also additional federal penalties if your income information is wrong, so it's also very important to make sure all of your income is updated and most current for what you think you'll make in 2026. If you're uninsured or if you're a current customer, we have a lot of ways to get help. We have free one-on-one assistance online, over the phone, or in person, especially throughout Southeast Pennsylvania. We have some really great certified assisters and certified brokers that can help at no cost to find you and your family the plan that works best for you. So as a quick recap, the Who Penny is for is for anyone who doesn't have other coverage. What Penny offers is high-quality plans at lower cost. The When is now, because we are in the open enrollment period for the rest of this month. And the How is to go directly to penny.com. That's P-E-N-N-I-E.com. One other piece I wanted to talk about is just all of the different pieces that have been, all the different information that has been in the news recently about the premium tax credit. You might have seen this covered. It was a major sticking point in Congress with the government shutdown in October and November. And there continue to be a lot of stories, a lot of discussions around the premium tax credit, potential changes to them, and whether or not they are going to be extended. And so I wanted to be really clear that at this time, the tax credits have not been extended. So the costs are different through Penny. Again, there are still some tax credits available, but not as much as last year. You may hear more this week about the House of Representatives at the federal level. They are expected to potentially vote on and potentially pass an extension. But that will not be the end of what needs to happen. That would need to go to the Senate. They might be changed in the U.S. Senate, and it would have to go back to the House. And so it has a very long, many steps are needed still before the tax credits are extended. So you can always come to Penny, and we will tell you the latest on whether they are extended or not. But wanted to really kind of help clear up that at this point, there has been no extension of the tax credits, although there has been a lot of talk about it. And we will continue to keep everyone updated on if there is any change to that, and we will work very quickly to implement any changes that do occur.
All right. Thank you so much for that comprehensive update. Karen, let's go to the callers.
All righty. Our first caller is going to be RC. RC, you're live.
RC.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I'm 65 come April the 17th. I'm seriously trying to figure out what am I supposed to be doing between now and 65, because I'm hearing about this 90-day window before, 90-day window after.
Yeah, that's a great question. So many people do get Penny coverage up until they qualify for Medicare, and then once you are in Medicare, which typically people can enroll in Medicare once they turn 65, you would want to make sure you end your Penny coverage. So it can be used as sort of a way to fill the gap. But, you know, I will also say I'm not an expert on Medicare, but there are many experts on Medicare that offer that one-on-one help. And so I think my best suggestion to you would be to talk with one of the enrollment assisters who can really help guide you through whether it would make sense for you to have something like Penny for a few months until you're eligible for Medicare. Or if there's some other option for you that would work better.
Now,
all right, a quick,
quick question.
Sorry, go ahead, Senator.
Thanks. For RC, if he gets a Penny plan, what's the first date he would be covered? You said February?
Yes, if RC enrolled today, his coverage would be effective February 1st.
So he would get February, March, and I guess sometime in April he could switch over. So you got some choices, but Penny looks like a way possibly to get covered for 3 months if you're not covered right now. Thanks so much. I'm sorry, Karen. Go ahead.
Thank you, Senator. Quick reminder, if you would like to join in on the conversation or ask a question, please just press 3 or star 3 on your phone at any moment. Our next caller is Kaylee. Kaylee, you're live.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. So my question is sort of about those people that are in the margin. So I have a friend that is a therapist, and so they're self-employed, And on paper, they kind of make a lot of money, but they actually don't. Once they pay a little bit of child support, a freshman's college tuition, and they have a lot of health issues themselves. So they've had a kidney transplant, hypertension, other issues that, wrap around those issues. So they're, what do you do for people who literally are at risk of honestly dying in the next 30 to 60 days, not to be dire, without medication, without insurance plans, because they have to literally choose between their children, feeding themselves, and technically they're professionals, well, they are professionals, but their income level doesn't rise to, like, needing Medicaid, and they're not at the age of Medicare. So people are literally having to make choices. So my question is, what is someone supposed to do in that situation? And then also, this is something, Senator, I know you're on the state level, and also Penny from the corporate insurer level, and then also elevating it to the federal level. Why is it that if we can't get tax credits and subsidies, that, Penny's insurers can't lower the cost for people of lower income so they don't lose their lives? Because that's something we're not talking about, but it's an actual literal concern that without subsidies, people are going to die, but no one's talking about the fact that what are the other options and resources available so that doesn't happen if the subsidies don't come through, which right now, honestly, is not looking like it is. So I understand that's a very heavy, complicated question, but it's actually real to my current situation. So I'm looking for any kind of hope or possible answer to any of those issues.
Yeah, thank you for that. And I think the tough part is that, from Penny's perspective, and we are a state agency and just really have tried to elevate stories like that to really make clear the implications to federal policymakers of what happens if the enhanced tax credits are not extended. And I think because the tough part is that there are not a lot of other options. So I don't know if your friend has tried Penny before. I mean, typically that is where we've been able to provide a lot of affordable health coverage in the past few years with the full tax credit is for people who make too much for Medicaid and don't qualify for Medicare and sort of have this sliding scale where they can find coverage that matches the income. Again, many people or some people can still get tax credits, but unfortunately, because of the federal policies, we are hearing of a lot of situations like that of your friend that are just heartbreaking to hear, because Penny is the last resort for a lot of people for coverage.
Yeah, I think thanks so much for the question and the concerns. I share what Devin has said. Sounds like it was a very challenging situation. I would say that the best immediate response is Penny. Penny has health care plans for those who don't qualify for Medicaid and don't have employer-based plans. And really covers many people who are self-employed. So I would think that would be the first place to go. And I would also say that I've been in a number of conversations where folks are having discussions about what the alternatives are to federal inaction and the risk of death. So not that these discussions are solving. I mean, people are raising these as concerns. On the solve question of getting more assistance to those who are self-employed, that is a congressional power question. It's a national question. And those who want to see more coverage for healthcare, encourage them to reach out to their congressional members, whether the senator or a U.S. House member. That's where those key questions are going to be resolved. States don't have the resources to do what the national government does. So that's what we're going to need for a more comprehensive resolution for providing health care. Personally, I have been an advocate for universal health care for all. but that is a federal solution. Thanks so much for your question.
All righty. Just a quick reminder, if you would like to ask a question or join the conversation, please press star 3 on your phone at any time. Our next caller is Tyrone.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello. Yes. How you doing?
Good.
Okay. My question is, you know, right now I'm unemployed. So they said I have Medicaid, and now I don't know if I have Medicaid. So can I transfer over the penny? And then if I'm unemployed and I'm collecting unemployment, how much will it be?
Yeah, we get questions like this a lot as well. If you, so Medicaid is based on your income and so is Penny. And the tax credits you could get through Penny, they pick up where Medicaid leaves off. So if you qualify for Medicaid, you would not qualify for Penny. It's sort of an either or. So, and if you're not sure about your Medicaid information, I think that's definitely something that hopefully the Medicaid agency can help you sort out. If at some point you do make too much for Medicaid, that would be the time to come straight to Penny. And oftentimes they will send, the Medicaid program will send people directly to Penny, so you don't even have to re-enter all your information. But if you are currently qualifying for Medicaid, that means that's the right program for you based on income.
Yeah, and Tyrone, if there's some question about whether you have Medicaid health insurance or not, please call my office and we can determine whether you are eligible and have it or eligible and don't have it. My office is 215-242-8171. 215-242-8171. Call my office, share your information, and we can do the research to determine the situation for Medicaid.
All righty, Senator. Our next caller is Alita. Alita, you are on. You should be live.
It's me.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Go ahead.
Yes, hi. This is Alita from Philadelphia. I want to know, I'm on Medicaid, and I get home at health care. And I want to know, would that be affected with what's going on with the health care thing that's going on that was passed, the big beautiful bill that was passed? Will my health care be affected with me still having home health care at home?
Thank you so much for that question. I can jump in on this one. So for Medicaid, there were a number of changes, and some of them may affect you, but one of the biggest ones was requiring individuals who are able-bodied to have 80 hours of work a month. But that's not, I repeat, not for those who are disabled. Those who are disabled are exempt, doesn't apply. So it sounds to me like you are probably exempt, the rules don't apply because of your disability, and therefore the biggest change from the summer is not likely to affect you. However, even though that's the biggest change, there were some additional changes. But I would say the big picture is the biggest change. You're going to be okay because those who are disabled do not have to show 80 hours of work. I will say that if you have some further questions, please feel free to contact my office. I shared the phone number before. I'll share it again, 215-242-8171, and we can look more into your individual situation. Thank you so much for calling.
Alrighty, thank you. Our next caller is Vanessa. Vanessa, you're live.
Hi. And just drop that in tears. And it's just so hard that for people, especially elderly people. So it's hard for me to get this and get that. There's so many things we have to do because I know a lot of people who just give up. They don't have health insurance. They don't have it. I've been working since I was 18. So I paid into the system, and the system is not trying to help us. And I'm very, very aggravated at that. You have people who come from other countries who just have a green card, and they get more benefits than us. This doesn't make sense. And it should be a stone. Okay, have the driver's license, have the ID, get it right away. Why are you guys making it so hard for people? It should be a 1, 2, 3 step. You're just making it hard for people.
Thank you, Vanessa. And as I said to a prior caller, I'm a big advocate for universal health care, that's called Medicare for All, which would be a much simpler system, very much similar to Canada. America has probably one of the most, if not the most, complicated health care systems in the world. We have networks, insurance companies. We have more of a mess as opposed to more of a unified, simplistic system. And so the reason we have that is because, my opinion, many of the companies that benefit from the mess are keeping it so. But much simpler system is a universal health care where everybody's covered, we all pay into it, and that is, I think, the way to go for the nation. Hopefully the nation will get there in the future, but right now we have a very fragmented, decentralized system where people fall through the cracks. On the green card, the statement you made about folks having a green card getting more benefits than citizens is absolutely false. That may be something you're hearing on television, but it is not the reality in the United States of America. And so I don't want you to think that people are getting more than citizens in the United States of America. That is a false statement. That's this propaganda that's being spread. Kelly, do you have anything further to share for this caller?
No, I think you covered it.
Okay.
All right, our next caller, you know what, for a quick reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press *3 on your phone at any point during this call. Our next caller is Martin. Martin, you're live.
Hi, I have a few things I want to share, and I have more so a question. First, I would like to say that I do work inside the healthcare field, and I do work with a lot of people who are from outside the country, and they come into our country. And I support universal healthcare. I think case closed, especially if you pay into it, you should be expedited, and you should get the help you need. But I do know some people that I can say I feel as though I know a lot of immigrants that have benefited from it more than my mom. And that's the reason why I'm calling, because I have a question about her. She's born and raised in the city. She did not work. She was a house mom, which is, I feel as though, a very important job. And my father worked. My father is now deceased. My mom raised myself and my 4 brothers and sisters. Unfortunately, as of right now, she is at the point where her kidneys are failing. She needs, she's a diabetic, and she has early onset dementia. I'm in the process of trying to bring her into my home so I can take better care of her because she wasn't doing too well on her own. She does not have insurance. They said that because her income level from my dad's disability, that her income is too high. After she pays her bills for the house, she only has $200 to live off for the rest of the month. And when we try to apply for Medicaid, they say it's too high. Medicare, they wouldn't allow her for it. So I have a hard time understanding how Penny would be beneficial, especially if Penny have the same spot if you scale. I don't see how it'd be beneficial to her. So if you could possibly tell, you know, explain to me how that would work or anything like that, it'd be very beneficial for me and her. Also, I am a veteran. I try to pair her with my insurance, but the VA does not allow that. She could become a dependent, but she cannot. I cannot share my benefits with her. I have Blue Cross Blue Shield for my job. They do not allow it for people who are not your children or someone you have guardianship over or a spouse. So if you can share anything of how I can possibly get her insurance or anything like that, it would be greatly appreciated. That's about it.
Yeah, thank you. And I definitely think it would be worthwhile to try out Penny and to submit an application through Penny, because we often are a really great option for people who have too much income for Medicaid and don't qualify for that reason. And the way the costs work at Penny, when I say sliding scale, is that people who make just above the income line for Medicaid, so they make just a little too much to qualify for Medicaid, often people at those income levels can find plans through Penny for, you know, $5 or $10 a month, and they're comprehensive plans. The price doesn't change the benefits. It's maximum benefits no matter what. But people kind of right above that Medicaid line can find coverage for you know, relatively much lower premiums than it would be to pay full price. And then as the income goes up, you contribute more and more to that premium kind of as your income goes up. Up from line. So it's, you know, for example, she's right above that income that would qualify for Medicaid, then she could, you know, I would just really encourage you to go to Penny and to complete an application and see what the options are. And again, there's also that really quick way, the savings calculator. If you go to penny.com, you'll see that a button right there that says savings calculator, where you'll be able to get a quick way to see if she would qualify for premium tax credits and what that might look like. So definitely would encourage that. And again, this month is the last month to enroll if she doesn't have coverage. So we'll definitely make sure that you take a look at that in January.
Thank you. And Penny is designed for those whose income is above Medicaid. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah, so Penny is exactly the program that is the best chance for your mom, and certainly feel for you and your mom's situation. But I do want to clarify, the income levels that you mentioned, where your income is too high and it kicks you out of Medicaid, that applies to immigrants and citizens. There's no immigrant advantage. Once your income hits that level, you're out of Medicaid. Okay, next caller, please.
All righty. Our next caller is Nicole. Nicole, you're live.
Good evening. Thank you very much for having me, producing some of that. My question is about, and thank you to a previous caller that talked about the Big Beautiful Bill. Senator, you brought up the fact that there is an 80-hour a month work requirement for folks that are on Medicaid. My question is, are there provisions in that bill for people who are recovering from a major health event, such as heart attack, stroke, paralyzation, that they need rehabilitation to them to get well to go back to work?
Thank you so much for that question, Nicole. Let me make sure I have a couple of clarifications. The work requirements for Medicaid will begin at the beginning of 27. They're about a year away. They do not apply today. We're preparing for those work requirements in the state government, but they do not, repeat, do not apply today. They're about a year away. Of course, that gives more time to people to figure out their work, school, or volunteering. But that's number one. Number two, there will be a number of exemptions, large number of exemptions, so that folks can still qualify without having to do the 80 hours. And the Department of Health and Human Services here in Pennsylvania is walking through all of the exemptions to make sure that everybody who can apply and not have these requirements does so. So I don't know the exact situation that you or your family member is in, but it is possible that they will be exempt. These requirements will not apply to them. And so I would say to you, one, make sure you have all your medical records so that the time when folks are asked to apply for exemption, you or your family member are ready. Be ready to apply for an exemption. Thank you so much, Nicole.
Alrighty, a quick reminder to all the participants. If you would like to join in on the conversation, please just press *3 on your keypad at any point. Senator, we had some online questions submitted, so we're going to go to a few of those. This was submitted by Denise asking, is Penny for senior citizens?
Thank you for that. So generally, Penny is not for people who are above 65. So really, most people who enroll through Penny are between 19 to 64, because many senior citizens do qualify for Medicare. Now, some don't, and if you don't qualify for Medicare, you could qualify for Penny. Or if you're not 65 yet, you could get coverage through Penny. And actually, the largest age group that of people who do enroll through Penny are 55 to 64. It's people who are, you know, just before Medicare, and that is an age group that very commonly enrolls through Penny.
Thank you. Maria from Glenside asks, what exactly is Penny, and why should people in our community use it to get health insurance?
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, Penny is, like I mentioned earlier, the place for people to go when you don't have coverage from other options. We are not an insurance company, but we do work with insurance companies to provide a wide range of health plans that you can compare apples to apples and get those federal premium tax credits to lower the cost of them. And, you know, having insurance in general is just really important. It helps get access to free preventive screenings to catch medical problems early on when they're easier to treat. It makes sure that people can manage chronic conditions and make sure those don't get worse. And also in the event of an emergency or a major injury, it helps protect against medical bankruptcy and going into medical debt because of that emergency or unexpected injury. So having health insurance in general is really valuable for both getting access to that medical care when you need it and protecting your savings and your wallet.
Awesome. Thank you. We're going to go live with Allison. Allison, you are live.
All right. Hello. Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right. Sorry. Hi. So my question isn't about medical. I actually had a house buyer, May 2025, lost everything. Since then, I've had the contractors at my house for, I don't know, 8 months. So the city of Philadelphia is holding, I guess, 10 to 12% of the insurance check, and it's now time for me to have the final inspection, and they're telling me that it will take another 10 to 12 weeks for me to get the money. I have two small kids, pre-K and elementary school, and I'm very frustrated. I've called the city of Philadelphia. I need some help. I don't know why it will take another 10 to 12 weeks to get the money I need to move into my house. They're telling me, oh, most people we deal with have, these are rental properties. I'm sorry, this is not a rental property. This is where I live. I've had a large church help with one of my apartment rental because it's been almost a year and I cannot afford mortgage and rent for all these months. And so now I'm really stressed because between the Treasury Department and the Inspection Department is telling me, oh, we're so backed up. That's not a good answer. And there's no way to track it. There's no assistance here. Like, they're just basically telling me to keep calling the office, wait 3 more weeks, call us back, and we'll see what happens.
Understood. So thanks so much for calling. I would ask you tomorrow to contact my Philadelphia office at 215-242-8171. My office may be able to provide assistance. Certainly don't have that assistance we can do on the call tonight. But you contact my office tomorrow. Please share you're on the call tonight with me. Detail the situation, and we'll see what we can do to help your situation, which sounds very troubling for you and for your family. And I can really understand the stressful situation that you're in. That's very, very tough. But call my office. We'll see what we can do. Thank you so much for calling us. Thank you.
All right. If you'd like to ask a question during this call, please just press *3, and you will be able to participate in the conversation. There was an online submission from James asking, I'm not very comfortable using a computer. Is there a way to sign up for health coverage without going online?
And the answer to that is yes. There are actually a few different ways to sign up for coverage through Penny that are not online. Of course, you can do everything online, but if you prefer over the phone or in person, we also have those options. We have a call center line that is 844-844-8040. And if you would prefer in-person help, we have certified assisters across Pennsylvania and especially in Southeast Pennsylvania. And these are people at local community organizations or professional health insurance brokers who can walk with you through each step one-on-one with you and provide personalized assistance. So, you know, in order to find a certified assister in your area, you can call that call center number and either get their help directly on the phone, or if you would like, they can help you find someone in your area. And again, that phone number is 844-844-8040.
That's
Thank
good
you.
To know because not everyone has internet access or reliable internet access. So that's an important solution for folks. Thanks so much.
All righty, our next question was from Robert asking, what if I can't afford health insurance right now? Are there options through Penny that makes coverage more affordable?
Yep, and that's a great question and brings back to the point that Penny is the only place to get those access to those federal premium tax credits that lower the cost of coverage. And that is the way that we can make coverage more affordable. And so anyone who hasn't looked, now is the time in January especially. This is the last chance to look at all of your coverage options and see what cost savings you could get through Penny and to do that this month.
Now, Devin, you have mentioned a few times that this is the last chance. What is the deadline associated with the last chance?
The deadline is January 31st, and that is a little different from past years. In the past, open enrollment has ended January 15th, but because of all of the changes on the federal side this year, we did extend it to January 31st. So January 31st of this month is the last deadline to enroll for 2026 coverage.
Thank you.
Angela from Germantown was asking, if I already have a doctor, how can I find out whether they cover, if they're covered under a Penny plan or not?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we have a really cool tool on our plan compare. So you can look at all the health plan options in your area and compare them apples to apples. And one thing you can do there is you can look up your doctor. And you can look up prescription drugs if you have certain medications that you want to make sure are definitely covered. And so when you look up your doctor and you pick the one that you really need, when you go and look at all the health plans compared side to side, there will be a little check mark, a green check mark, or a red X if that provider, if that doctor, is in that plan's network or not. So that allows you to look across all the health plans and see right away if the doctor that you need is covered by those plans.
Thank you. Our next
online question was from Malik, asking, I'm working, but my job doesn't offer health insurance. Is Penny designed for people like me?
Yes, Penny is exactly for people like you. So it's for anyone who doesn't get coverage through their job, through Medicaid or through Medicare. And so that's often people who are part-time workers or own a small business. And, you know, a lot of different employers sometimes do not offer coverage for a variety of reasons. So if you don't get coverage through your job, Penny is absolutely the place to start.
All righty. Sharon from Logan asks, what happens if my income changed mid-year?
That's another great question. So the tax credits that you get to lower your health plan costs, they're based on your income. So it's really important to make sure that Penny has your most recent income. So if there is an income change in the middle of the year, it's really critical to come in and update your income in your Penny account so that we can recalculate your premium tax credit. It might go up, it might go down. It really depends on the type of income change you have. But that's really important for two reasons. One is that if your income is no longer accurate, you might end up owing back some of that tax credit at tax time. So if your income went up and you ended up receiving more tax credits before that higher income, you might owe some back. So updating your income really makes sure that you won't have that surprise at tax time. And another part is that from new federal law that was passed last summer, there are more penalties for not having updated income information. So there used to be kind of limits on how much of that you would owe back, and those have been removed. So there are, you would really owe more back of that tax credit. So all of that to say, it's really important if you have an income change mid-year to come into Penny and make sure that that income is up to date in your Penny account.
I have a question. Thanks so much for that answer. I have a quick question on the plans. It's my recollection that the plans had different colors. Bronze, silver, I think were at least a couple of the colors. What's going on with the colors? What's in and out of the colors?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there are different levels of coverage. So there's bronze, silver, and gold are the main ones, and they all provide similar coverage in terms of, you know, if you go to the hospital, they would cover a lot of hospital costs, but what changes is how much of that cost you pay in a month versus when you go to the doctor. So sometimes, so for example, with the bronze plans, which are lower levels of coverage, you have a lower cost every month for that monthly premium, but you would pay more out of pocket when you go to the doctor. So if you have a doctor's visit, you might pay $50 instead of $10. And as you go up to gold, for example, you might pay more every month, but when you go to the doctor to get care or to go to the pharmacy to get some medicine, what you would pay at that time would be lower. So maybe for the bronze plan, you would pay $25 for a prescription. But with a gold plan, you might pay $10. So it's really a trade-off of how much you pay every month versus what you pay when you need a specific medical service or medicine. And so it really kind of changes based on that.
That's very helpful. How much you want to pay, how much you want to risk, and how much you don't want to risk. That's extremely helpful. Okay, Tim, we got about 10 more minutes or so. I guess we can get a few more callers from online or in person.
All righty, sounds good. Our next caller is Sian, I believe. Excuse me if I say that wrong.
Hi, my name is Sean, and it's spelled like Sian. I'm from Jacobtown. I am autistic, and I am on unemployment, and my income, because my severance agreement ran out, my income is now kind of at a borderline level where I'm like, I might qualify for Medicaid with for MOD, Medicaid for like working disabled adults, but I don't know if I will. and my application is just like pending since January 2nd. And I don't have health insurance right now, so I can't go to Center for Autism like I'm supposed to for my services. And I'm wondering, like, if I just apply for PENI, would that be okay? Like, if I get it, does that fully mess up my Medicaid application, or should I just wait? Like, as long as I don't run out the clock on January, should I wait and see? Or I'm not really sure exactly how I'm supposed to, what I should expect from the county assistance.
Yeah, that's a great question. I will say submitting the application to PENI shouldn't mess up anything on the MAUD side. So, you know, if you, so that might be an option just to kind of have coverage until that gets all settled on that part of it. Because I know the MAUD requirements are a bit, I'm not very familiar with them, but I know they're a little bit different than kind of the rest of the Medicaid program. So, yeah, PENI could be an option, and I would suggest not waiting just because, you know, once January is over, you wouldn't be able to come in and enroll. And an enrollment assistor might also be able to help, because a lot of times enrollment assistors are really well-versed in both Medicaid and in PENI, and so they could kind of help figure out that for you. And there's some really, really good ones in your area. So those can be found on our website at penny.com/connect. But in general, I think it probably wouldn't hurt to submit a PENI application and see if that would be a good option for you until everything works out and until you get an answer on the Medicaid side.
All right. Our next submitted question online was from Kevin asking, I'm generally healthy and don't go to the doctor often. I'm a freelancer, so I don't have health insurance. Why should someone like me still consider signing up?
That's a great question. And, you know, it really goes back to, even if you're healthy and you don't think you have a lot of health needs, what none of us can ever predict is those situations that are emergencies or injuries. I think of, you know, my husband, when we were younger, he got, you know, injured playing an office softball game, right? Like, those are the types of things that you can't predict. You never know when they're going to happen. And unfortunately, those types of emergency events are the ones that can incur really, really high costs, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, and can really impact and kind of stay with people for a long time. And so, you know, the main benefit of health insurance for people who consider themselves healthy is really protecting against those emergencies or, you know, unpredictable injuries that can happen to anyone.
All righty. I believe this is our last question. It is from Patricia. Do PENI plans cover prescription medications, and how can I check my prescriptions are included?
And the answer is yes. PENI does cover a wide range of prescription medications. And similar to the question earlier about the doctors, you can also put in your prescriptions, and then you can see when you are comparing plans, which of the health plans have the prescription, and if any don't have it for some reason, you would be able to tell that. So those are the two things that are really personalized about being able to compare the plans on PENI, is that you can put in your doctor's information and your doctor's name, and you can put in any medications you're taking, prescription drugs, and you can see right on the screen whether each plan has that doctor or prescription drug as covered as part of the plan.
All right. It looks like we're at the end of our time. This has been a fantastic discussion. Again, I'd like to thank Devin for joining us and sharing all that she did about PENI and getting health care coverage by January 31. That's the deadline to get the coverage from PENI this year. Otherwise, you're mostly going to have to wait until next year. Thank you for participating on this telephone town hall discussion. To those who listened in and to those who asked a question and gave us suggestions, the U.S. healthcare system is broken. It is broken. Some are covered, some are not. And we all know that everyone deserves health care. It is a matter of dignity. Everybody deserves health care. And if most countries that are similar to the United States, make sure everyone's covered. Canada, France, Germany, Spain, so many more. Now, having said that, I'm so glad that Penny is a partial solution to the fact that our healthcare system is broken. Now, if you didn't have a chance to ask a question, please remain on the line. You'll be able to leave your questions on a voicemail for me, and we will get back to you. Thank you all again for your participation. Now, if you have any additional questions or concerns, please call my office in Philadelphia at 215-242-8171. Or you can visit my website at senatorhaywood.com. Thank you, everyone, for calling. And let me just mention a few quick people that I want to thank. R.C., Kaylee, Tyrone, Elita, Vanessa, Martin, Nicole, Maria, Allison, James, Robert, Angela, Malik, Sharon, Song, Heaven, and Patricia. Thanks so much. Have a great evening.